Can I do the same look? And it no. And it no. And it no. No, no, no. And it no. No, 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 no. No, no. Yeah, he's in it.
And what?
Neighbors. He's in it. And he's in it. And
favourite TV programme, Winner Neighbours.
But look, no, he's in it, in it. Look how many people they didn't have, they were not even in it. She's still in full video. It's terrible, Neighbours.
Oh, well. How were you wanting, is it?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying, huh? Were you wanting to miss it? No?
that?
Nothing much.
Wraps.
Are you going to have that one now then? If you want that?
No, that's the wooden one. That's a good one. If you want it.
You've dropped it.
I've raised the tone, but if you'd even rather establish that any ghostly sound are not the result of natural causes such as creaky stairs or an underground stream beneath your house. You search who lived in the house in the past. Did anyone die there? And the general history of the area. Is your house street built on a cemetery? You will switch on to the border of your haunted room and see if anything unusual in the cabin. I think you have a polarized trace around the object such as anything with a chalk circle and check that anything or moving. Make sure it's not someone playing a prank. Cover the floor with talcum powder, ghost board with leaf footprints and passions. Ghost bodies, ghost deep. Feels and noises or continue to worry you, ask a serious medium to get a foundation for the society for research. Or a fellow man to come in and ask a ghost to leave once and for all. That's silly, that. Of an energy of a person who died, and who doesn't realise she is dead. What isn't here? In peace. You love the house too much. Do you want to leave?
Can you raise it?
All over your pillowcase, so if that nose that you picked, you'll need to put cream in it.
I didn't pick it in the night.
You must have done. It's bleeding. Yeah. Who picked it then? If you do keep on doing that, you'll get an infection in it.
I wasn't picking it last night.
You must have been.
Well, I wasn't alive. I wasn't sleeping.
You must have picked it in your sleep.
Okay.
And for you?
Thank you. Okay. Take all the bed, what a big fence on your end. So that's got in common, find out it's quite in fast for the trigger. Only loads out school gossip, Diane, East Enders, Sophie Lawrence, there's the post card of the one in
Read this one, look. I'm thinking of going out tonight. What do I do with my face?
Girl chatting to her friend on bus, miss.
Do you know, I think one of my feet must be longer than the other. Oh no, madam. I'd say smaller, if anything.
Customer and
tactfully.
In the shoe shop, Carol Holman, Nottingley, West Yorkshire. Keep up with.
Visiting a supermarket after work, I was feeling a little jaded until I came across a small display. Above bottles of castor oil, suppositories and a well-known laxative was a sign, reduced for clearance.
It's a joke.
Mm-hmm, very funny.
Who's that there?
Fergie, where are they?
Maggie Thatcher.
Mm-hmm.
I brought Brad out in the time this book was published that Maggie Thatcher was. I know, the time Maggie Thatcher was Prime Minister, this book was published. I know it's so old. I'd have a picture of the neighbours people in it.
Mm-hmm.
The tragic Kathy must never laugh again. The tragic Kathy must never laugh again. There was nothing 40-year-old Kathy used to enjoy more than a good laugh. She was always happy and cheerful. Then she fell victim to a rare disorder.
That's right up.
Disorder which makes her frightened to so much as giggle but bright.
What did you have for your lunch?
What did I have? I had chips and I was going to get pizza, but there wasn't any, so I just got chips and sausage. And then I got a donut and milk in the packet.
Very good, so was it nice?
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy it?
Yuck,
yeah.
And that dog
are the owls.
Are they owls?
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at?
It's because they're babies.
Mm. What's the dog next to them for?
It's mothering it.
Why is it mothering it?
Because it must think it's an owl as well. Jackie's been in there a while, is she not?
She's just getting 9 million villains out of it.
She's certainly getting a few.
How?
No fill-ins. It's the hygienist.
Mm. Now I'm getting ready to know a hygienist today.
She's getting her Fisher sales.
I'm going to make some swaps now. I've made a swap, right? You know, my wrestling cards. Gavin's going to give me some of his stickers when I'm going to swap them for my wrestling cards and some of the stickers. That's what we always do.
Oh well.
I don't believe it can taste so buttery.
Clover light.
Look at that post over there, the acid attack. What goes on inside our mouths? It says breakfast, chewing gum, a biscuit and two sweets. Midday meal, a biscuit and a drink of coke. A sweet and another sweet tea, a chocolate bit, a chalk ice and a... What's that? It's a... One filling leads to another. Sweet lasts half a minute. The acid produces last half an hour. The decay which results lasts a lifetime. I prevent a child losing his smile. Had an accident and broken your teeth, your dentist can save your smile. How can he save your smile?
Well, if you smile with a whole mouthful of rotten teeth, you've not got a very nice smile, have you? I mean, do you think that's a pretty smile?
Not really.
Well, there you are then. Point taken.
Broken your teeth, your dentist can save your smile, but why is it saying that?
Because it can repair the broken bit by putting a false bit on. and building it up.
Well, that's terrible. That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Why don't you just get the entire out and get another one, a brand new one in?
No, I don't know. Because then it wouldn't be yours, would it?
It wouldn't be mine, but it's better than having a... Why didn't you just get a little false tooth like the girl did?
No, don't know. Maybe you will.
Look at that. That's terrible. That's his teeth.
It shows you the proper way to feel. Clean your teeth.
Brush up your technique. Help prevent dental disease. The person who's getting their teeth cleaned doesn't have any nice teeth, is it?
Hey, what's wrong with them?
They're a wee bit yucky.
They're not, they're perfect. Hiya.
And how good is it? Point the filaments of your brush towards the gum at the angle of a gouge.
There she is. Your turn, David. How did you get on?
Quite well. I wasn't warning, just that I got like tish. Is this one?
Uh-huh.
I can't go out and strip the cast out.
Go in, there's a toilet over there. For his Flintstone. Yabba dabba doo. I cleaned them teeth.
You didn't, not that. You didn't. Horrible.
Did you get your fish or seal?
Uh-huh. How aren't they?
Let's see your teeth.
Horrible.
Horrible.
I got sweet.
You must be joking. You have to be in the dentist. Would defeat the purpose, would it not? What does all that say?
A sweet last half a minute.
Says that sweets cause acid which decay your teeth.
So?
Yeah.
I can drink a
Coca-Cola. No.
I want
does the
one.
Same, you have to stick to milk.
No.
You were ages. How do you mean?
Your teeth.
I don't
know. Oh, I think I want another fish myself.
Hmm?
I think I want another fish myself. Where's the middle?
Don't know. Don't think there is one here. Hmm. No, we sit here.
What's David getting done?
I don't know. We'll find out when he comes out.
What does a pressure seal mean?
It seals all your teeth so that the acid will not rot it. Rot your teeth underneath.
What is a pressure seal though?
That's what it is, just some sort of sticky stuff. Sort of hard stuff that they paint on.
Like a sticker? Because the light was getting in my eyes.
Why?
Because you're going to put your sunglasses.